came from Russia. What year did you come in?
1902 or 3. Yeah.
What year did you come?
I think it's Pittsburgh. Oh, that was 2 years later I came to Pittsburgh. I came to New York soon.
Yes.
And I came to Pittsburgh 2 years later.
So 1904 or 5.
Well, what is it? Any different than that?
No, and you come from Russia.
Well, it's it.
What
it used
part?
To be a Russian Polish, but it's law was they didn't give us no Polish in the schools. They used to give us Russia most. But the Nitla, you know, started with the Germans, you know, with all the trouble. Then it was Germany.
All right.
But it's again Russia.
Do you remember the name of your town?
Oh, Grodno. I'll never forget.
Say it again.
Grodno. You could write fast, too.
No, I'm not going to try to do too much writing. What kind of a house did you live in? Was this?
Well, that's what I started. I have to start to tell you about this.
Well, was it? First of all, you lived in a little town.
Oh no,
Grodno. No, you lived in a big city.
City.
All right.
We have. Do you understand Jewish too?
No.
Oh. We had there the say the like here the president of the United States. He lived in Grodno.
In other words, the...
In all, yes. I would call him the...
The ruler?
Oh, yes, he was the ruler.
And what was your house like?
You mean the family?
Yes, your house. The house you lived in.
Oh, believe it. My father was living in a nice home and everything.
What was it like?
Seven children. Uh-huh. Well, it's a European. They had the great big rooms, you know, and stuff. And the living room, they call it the... the sitting room, they call it the Zal. You see, it's all in Russian. It's translated.
But that's, I understand.
And the dining room and everything. When my father was leaving, and he made a nice living. Everything was fine. Seven children.
Were they brothers, sisters?
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
How many
we
brothers?
We were 5 sisters and 2 brothers. That was from my time. 2 died before, but I didn't know
that. Were the sisters older than you?
And that's what I wanted to say. I was the middle one. There was 2 older and 2 younger. See, that means 5 and 2 boys at 7. 7 children.
And the boys were?
They were the youngest. And the youngest. The baby was when my father died. He was about 3.5 years old. Now, could I start telling you what?
No, I would prefer.
No, what else?
To ask the questions, because I think much of what you want to say will come through the questions.
Oh, yes. You see, it's a momentous. I don't forget. I will never forget that.
All right. You told me that you had a fairly big house then.
Oh, yes, we had a nice home when my father was leaving.
And what did he do for a living?
Well, he was not a senator. You know, in Russia, our Jewish people, we make kiddush, you know, for the Friday night and Saturday and Sabbath and holidays. So they used to go buying wine. And that was they used to call it a cellar, the basement, you know. And there was a lot of people working, and there was one tip. They used to make the wine there, you understand? And my father, say the supervisor.
Of a winemaker.
Oh.
Of a winemaker.
Yeah, but it was a lot of people there, a lot of business.
But he didn't own it.
Oh, no, he worked there. But he was the highest man paid there, highest in Europe, highest.
So he was the supervisor of a wine.
Yeah, you could say a foreman or a supervisor, I don't know what you would say.
Did that earn a fairly good?
Oh my goodness, sure. You made a nice living, sure.
What language did you speak in the house?
In our house?
Yes.
Well, that's what I want to say. Most Jewish. And then I was the only one going to school. That's what I wanted to explain to you. I was the one that spoke, I wouldn't tell you. I spoke Russian and Polish. And here I picked up Slavish. That's from the girls that worked for me.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to speak German. And French, we just took up it. I made 8 grades of school, like we are. High school? High school.
Yeah. You went up to high school?
I went to high school.
Yes.
8 grades. But see, I was a young girl then. But in Russia, that time, I don't know, I'm not talking about now, but for my time. When I went to school, if you're very good and you get grades, just the same as here, but here they don't promote you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, get A, B, you know, whatever it is, and you wait for next season. They put you into another, you know, to another one. And all the others keep you. And listen, but it was. It's all gone. I'm not smart now. But I was very good in school. I even remember the teacher. I remember the one that owned the school, Mrs. Tamaran.
This was a private school.
It was, you pay for it. You know, it's a regular school, but it, you have to pay.
Well,
there was only one.
Public school then, because
well, then
school.
It's a public. Yeah, we paid.
Then, okay.
There was only one school there in that big city that was without. That was for very poor people.
Was the school that you went to only for Jewish people, or was it for everybody?
Oh, everybody, but they wouldn't. The Russians didn't like the Jews.
They only took.
Oh God.
How what was your synagogue like?
Well, the synagogue's just like here, you know, but sure, they used to have more people going
to
synagogue.
Do you remember the
one you went to? I was just a young kid, honestly. And my father, I wouldn't remember, was
sure,
but they were very, very Orthodox Jews. They were.
You don't remember it in particular, though?
They used to call it the Gracie Shul, that means the big shul. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
The Gracie.
There was the Gracie, yeah. There used to be small ones, and this was the biggest. And Gwanda, I'm telling you, is a very, very big.
Sorry, I didn't realize that. What about relationships with Gentiles? Did you have them in your community?
We were afraid to walk out on the street.
Because of the Gentiles. Not the government, but of the Gentiles.
Not the government. It, the Gentile. Well, most Russians.
Yes.
And they hated the Jew. We went through hell, I'm telling you. We were afraid to breathe.
Now, you went to a school where there were Gentiles.
In that school, well, I wanted to say, after I was through, my sister didn't go to school, I see. My father was a very up-to-date man, you know. My mother, too, but she was too fanatic, you know, real Orthodox. My father was, too, but not fanatic. And he thought that I was very smart, and I used to grab things fast. Quick to learn. And I used to ask questions of all kinds about the moon and the sun. How does it come? How is it? And my mother used to say, you mustn't ask some questions about God. This is God created the world. And you must not ask. But my father was different.
He
told me that you could get little books and you could read it. And
did you have education after high school then?
So that's what I want to come to. So after I was through, my father was living yet, see. And I was through with high school. And then we had gymnasium. A lot of people here, even the Gentile knows gymnasium in Europe.
Yes, I have.
It's
too.
The biggest, they used to come from all over to Gardner, to that city, in that gymnasium. There was all kinds of people there.
Is it like a college?
It's like a college. Yes. But you pay.
Yes.
For nothing either.
It's like now, a there's
university. So I want to tell you. Say 100 people they're going to take in. 100. They'll only take one Jew. 99 are Christians and one Jew.
1%.
But that is at 1%. And that Jew, the one that wants to come in, a boy, a man, whatever it is, they ought to be the best. If not, they wouldn't take you. And they ought to know all kinds of languages. And a little bit of French, too. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't take you without. Well, German I wasn't afraid of because I had a book, Kaiser, I even remember the book that I... And I was a scholar, see. Some girls wanted to go out, have a good time, run around, you know, and I wanted to read and I wanted to find out things. And I was a tomboy, I don't know, a bad boy. Well, anyway, so my father wanted me to go to school. Now, then when I got through, when I have to go into the gymnasium, the first thing I have to have a tutor. And they have to teach me German better, more German, and French. I didn't know much. But they wouldn't take you in, see. Well, my father was sick for 8 years and 7 children to take care of. My mother was a housekeeper. But he worked and worked and until he was very sick, and they spent a lot of money for the doctors, the medicines, the doctors. A little they used to pay that time. You would be surprised. But it was gone. Nobody else made any money there. So my father wanted me to go to be educated. And I understood that. I everything I knew, because I paid attention. My sisters didn't care. So I didn't know what to do. And the same time, he was so sick. So this is the story that I want to tell you. I felt very bad about it. And one time I walked, we used to walk for miles and miles. We didn't have no streetcars, we didn't have no cabs, and we didn't have no, but the real aristocrats, the people that had a lot of money, they used to go in karate in big, big carriage or some big machine, open, you know, and there was horses, you know, two and two. Those are the rich people, but our people, we weren't rich, we made a living, you know what I mean? And to keep up a family, you know. So we walked, and to us, to work for miles was nothing.
Yeah, so let's get back to your school.
But the other day, yeah, what I wanted to say. I was walking, I don't know where, far away, and here I met that teacher. That's what I wanted to say. So. That teacher that taught me in the last grade of high school. And she liked me. You know, when you're good at school and all, they haven't got too much to do with me. Well, anyway, Fania, they used to call me Fania. My name is Frances, yeah, Fania. So she asked me what I'm doing now. Well, I felt very bad, and my tears were coming down my eyes. And then she says, tell me the truth, what is it, what's the matter? And I said, well, I wanted to have a tutor, you know, to go into the gymnasium. My father wants me to. But I realized how bad it is. My father is so sick, and it's hard for him to pay. Gymnasium is very expensive, all day, the way they pay. And I don't know. And my tears were coming out. So she says, Fania, what are you crying? And she talked Russian to me. And I said, yes. I said, it just hurts me. Oh, she said, it's a shame that you wouldn't go into gymnasium and to take up some kind of profession. Father wanted me to be a doctor, a woman doctor. Ah, well, you thought I was so great, you know what I mean. So she says, it really is a shame. But I want to teach you, and I'm not going to take no money from you, even if you pay me. And I want to come to your house. And they didn't let me go without an education. You understand, she thought of so much. I said, well, I'll have to talk over my father and mother and see, you know what's what. And I let her know. We didn't have no telephones there. I talked all with my father, and right away he says, I'm sorry, I don't want no trouble. He was a very up-to-date, you understand what I mean, very
I
proud.
I think we better move along just a little wee bit, I'm afraid. Tell me, did you actually go to college?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. She wanted to give me lessons and all, and my father wouldn't take it without money, and he couldn't pay either.
Oh,
you understand what I mean? So I didn't go to college. In the meanwhile, it's happened my father went to see a sister of his. He didn't see her for 16 years, so he died over there.
Oh, dear.
So my schooling was through.
That was it.
And see, it's so interesting, and I want to tell you just exactly what happened. He didn't see that sister. There was only two. You know, in Europe, they used to kill them out, the Jews. Mm-hmm. They used to kill them. And that's all it was left, one sister. In 16 years, and that woman had a house full of kids. They used to have a lot of children there. And it was not so terribly far. It would take maybe 4 or 5 hours to that city where she lives. It would take with the train that time 3 days. The train used to go, you know, walk. Well, anyway, it was the Easter. That was the last Easter. We used to be good singers, every one of us. And we used to, you know, the Easter, you make your big family feast and all the singing and all that stuff. And that Easter, that's what I wanted to say, the first beginning of this. Pesach, you know, Pesach, he was crying. It was the first time. And my mother, right away, sure, she felt bad, and she says, yes, it was his name. She says, what are you crying about? What's the matter? She says, I know you're sick, but you're crying. What's the matter? He says, well, I feel so that I don't think I'll be another Easter, Pesach. And I'd love to go to see him. He didn't want to say that I feel like I'm dying or something. I want to go and see my sister, and that'll give me a lift. Well, then, he did go, and he died. But when he was there, they sent a telegram to my mother. See, he was dying. The doctor said that he's not going to last long. So my mother took the two older sisters and left me home with the little ones, mm-hmm. You know, for all small ones. And the neighbors, you know, in New York, it's a different life. The neighbors, you know, they used to come in and out. I was a young kid. I was only 16 when I came to this country. So they come in and helped me along, whatever it was. Well, anyway, before he died, he felt his dying. My mother with two children, with two daughters came, the older ones. And he asked his sister, he wanted to talk to her. It was hard for him to talk already. His sister come in, that's my aunt. And he said to her, he'd like to have a little meeting here. See, it's an interesting thing, that's what I want to tell you.
Well, but it doesn't actually answer some of the questions that we really want to ask. I am much more concerned.
I thought you meant about the about what I did in your video.
Yes, but I want to get mostly
all
what
right,
you did
so
in
all right, so what else is there?
I wanted to know, you told me that the Russians were terrible to the
Jews.
To the Jews. Can you give me a little bit about that? What was the of the Russian government to the Jewish people? How was that?
Well, I guess he wanted peace, like the President of the United States. Doesn't he work for peace?
But were they, well, did they, were they weren't very good
they
to
would
the
listen.
Jews?
No, no, I wouldn't say that. The government, no.
The government was not good to the Jews?
No, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, it was?
It's just the communists, the Russians,
yes.
Communists. You understand?
You said that the Russian people hated the Jews
yes.
before.
Yes.
That the government
I
was not
I wouldn't think
hated.
About him that he hated because I was there once. That's why I wanted to tell you all these things.
Well, I would much rather, I'm afraid it would take much too long unless we just stick to the questions that
well,
I have because they're very broad.
Me. Well, just, I didn't think he was, we tried to have peace, you know.
Who was
we
it?
Didn't have no. The government, yes. I'll call it the president, the government of the United States.
Do you think that they discriminated against the Jews? Did the government
I don't think so. It's just the communists and the Russians, the peasants, we call it the mujiks.
The poor people.
The poor people. They thought that the Jewish people are really, very rich, you know, they live in nice homes and everything, and they used to live in shacks.
But they didn't allow you a real chance for education, though, if they only...
Oh, yes, if you wanted to go into gymnasium, you want to go to any school.
But you said only one out of 100 was allowed.
Oh, yes, because they had to be very good, because if you, they didn't care much for Jewish
oh,
people.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know.
Well, that's what it is.
All right. Did you belong in Europe, or did your father belong to any political organization that you can remember? The Zionist, or the Bund, or the labor union, or a socialist?
I don't think so. Oh, so no. I don't think so.
Before you came to America, did you know about it? Did you know about the United States?
Miss Hillary, I have to tell you why I came to America.
Yes, I want to know that. But what did you think of America at that time, just before you came over? Had anybody told you anything about it?
Well, that's why I want to tell you.
Okay.
So my father had this meeting with a man, neighbors, men. Mm-hmm. And he asked him, he says, we're going to have a little meeting. See, I'm trying to talk fast.
No, you don't have to talk fast.
But I told, you know what I told my son? If I would be a writer, I would write a book.
I'm
a
sure,
old book you could write.
I'm sure.
And every
could.
Word I'm telling you is the truth.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. All I want to do is to make sure that we talk mostly about your experience.
Well, that's what experience of mine, my life.
Right. I want to hear.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. This is my life.
Fine.
Before
right.
I come to this country.
All right. Then you're going to tell me why you left the country.
So I want to tell you. So my father had, it's just to come to D.C.
Yeah.
My father had a meeting there, and we could hardly set up the pillows they put in the back of him. And one of my sisters sat there and all of them held him up like this. And he said, it was nice of them to come in and all that. And he says, I want you to give me an advice. What could my wife do if anything happens to me? She has 7 children, and we spend their own money, and I've been sick for so long. So every man... In Europe, there's a lot of things that women used to go out working. So whatever he said, my father didn't say one word until the war through. My father was a clever man. After the war through, he says, now could I say something? And he thanked him, and he thinks everything is wonderful what they suggested. But he says, my mind works in something else. So the war, you know, wonder not. So he told him that I'd like my Anna, honey, to open up a bakery. And if you have bread in the house, and you have water, you understand what I mean? You can't starve from the, you know, you wouldn't die from hunger. And 7 children has to eat. And he thought that was That was the biggest thing. I think it's a very clever thing. Mm-hmm. And my mother started, after he died, with the bakery business. Now then, none of my sisters could speak Russian. There was all kinds of people coming in even to buy bread. And the mujiks, you know, the peasants, they used to come way out from the country. They lived in shacks, I'm telling you. They didn't wear no shoes. They used to have rags over their feet. Yeah. I can't explain. But anyway, they used to buy bread. We had bread. Say the smallest loaf, it isn't like here, it was about 20 or 25 pounds. See, people, poor people, used to buy loaves of bread and use the bread that they bought and leave that get stale. Because stale bread doesn't go so fast. So this is, I'm telling you. So the highest it would be a pud, that's 40 pounds. We call it a pud. How much would it be here, 40 pounds?
I don't know what the...
Well, anyway, 40 pounds is a pud. You know, a pud, 40-pound bread, a big, you know, big thing. So they build shelves and stuff, but heavy. And to put up to the high ones was up on the top, the big ones and the lower ones, you understand what I mean? And they used to buy all loaf of bread, take it in a wagon, and then they used to come again when after that was gone. And that's right. And I was a sailor's lady. I had to take care of my mother that way. Then stand to help her along with the bread. Now, how do I come? Now I'm going to fast. There's a lot to talk about. We used to have Jewish people. There was a woman that used to come in buying bread steady. A daughter that lived in America, in New York. She was here for years. And they didn't see each other. Her father and mother was living. They were real old people. So this daughter, a married woman, she came to see her folks. To Grodno. So when her mother came to buy the bread, she took her daughter along.
With her daughter who had lived in America.
She came from America to visit her folks. So when she came in, and I was standing at a great big table and a weight, you know, to weigh the bread.
Yes,
a great big thing, the scale. You know, all of a sudden I forget it. And I'm little anyhow, you know, and I was small, and it was out on me, and I covered it. That woman, and I used to be supposed to be a blonde and a good looking. It was all out to talk about. Well, anyway, she looked at me all the time, you know, like this. And, you know, I was kind of uncomfortable. I didn't understand. She says, she could hardly talk to you anymore, that woman. So she told her mother to ask me, what am I doing? Is this what I'm doing? And what could I make? My mother, I'm going to ask her for payday. You know what I mean? I try to help her. So she said to me, to her mother, to tell me that if you come to America, a young girl like you, by the money, like you say, you would pick it up. And a lot of people used to say about it. If you come to the United States of America, the money is shoveled, you could just pick it up and you have your money. She says, so I asked her mother to ask her, how much could I make a week? And she says, even if you do an artificial flowers, you get $25 a week. $25 would be $50 in Russian. So if I would make $25 a week and send that to my mother, she would get $50, she would become a millionaire. So that was my idea. In the meanwhile, my older sister, now I want to tell you, 4 years older than I, she was a very shy little girl. She was afraid to talk. She couldn't speak Russian or dialect because she didn't go to schools. So she was so shy, she was afraid of the shadow. And I was a tomboy, you know, talking this and that and that. She was engaged to a man in Grodno. He was a soldier, and then it was through with a soldier, you know. But 4 years, they had to be 3 years and 8 months to be a soldier. And he went to, everybody used to run to America. They were going to make money there, see. They have to make it. And he used to take her out, and they got engaged. So he was he was in New York. And he wanted all over there. So it came so, it was a year or so, and the letters they used to get in Jewish, they used to write to each other, and my mother used to cry all the time. But Gassi has to go, Gishi, she has to go to him. She's engaged to him to be married. She would not let Gassi go by herself. I had to go with Gassi. And since I'm going to make so much money, and I'm going to help mother, so she wouldn't have to work so hard as she does. It was a very hard business. No machineries like they have now. It was all upwards. Well, anyway, I went with Gassi to America. I kind of just understand.
Do you remember how you...
So there I am coming to my uncle in Hasbro Park. I had an uncle, and she had a boyfriend that period.
Where did you sail from, do you remember?
From Gwadner.
No,
oh, I went through Germany.
Yes, you remember.
Zealand was the ship. I remember.
You remember what port you sailed from, Bremen, perhaps?
Bremen, I think it was. If you go through Germany, is that Bremen?
Bremen is a German port. I just
wondered. That was that must be it.
Did you go as part of a group traveling together?
No.
Just
that
the two
time
of you?
People, no, just the two of us. And you pay very little. They paid that man that took care of us.
Uh-huh.
To take us, you know, $25.
I see, for the whole trip. Do you remember how you got to the port? How did you get there?
Well, that's what I want to say now. When you go in, you don't go to the ship right away. They wouldn't let you on. You have to stop in a certain bar. They take your clothes. You know, you leave everything a little bit on. But they take you come with clothes, you know. And they take the clothes and they have to put in to steam it. Before you do that, you understand, they steam your clothes and everything. And then you go to the ship, and you have to walk for miles and miles until you come to that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then that man is through with you. You understand what I mean? So long it delivers, like you say, this and that. So girls like us, we had to be in the third class. That was in the basement, like a down below, the first and the second and the third.
But there were deaf who were in
And there was 800 people in that and that ship. And it took us close to 3 weeks to come to this country.
On the ocean?
Yeah.
When you knew you were coming to America, were you going to a definite place?
We wrote to our uncle. Mm-hmm. I was doing the writing. My sister wasn't Jewish, so she, to that boyfriend, you know. And they were supposed to come and take us. They wouldn't let you off from the ship by yourself. Even if you have money.
You
have to have a certain amount of money, too, you know. But you have to have somebody in the family. If not, they keep you the third day, they send you back.
I see.
So for my time, that's the way it worked.
Yes.
Now then, we send them a telegram. It's the man, you know, to send a telegram for us. And they knew we were coming because we went before we went
here. Where were you supposed to? You landed in New York. Where?
In Castle Garden, they used to call
it. Where were you? My father calls it that, too.
Now,
Where did you intend to go?
To New York.
To live in New York?
Yes.
I see.
Oh, New York. Everybody used to go to New York. It was the biggest place. Very seldom some went to Boston, some went anywhere. Most of the people there. And we had relations there.
See? I see. And they were to meet you there.
And they were supposed to meet us. Well, then the telegram, it doesn't go so fast as it does now, you know. So until they got the telegram, it was the third day. I mean, that night, 2 days, and that was the third day. And they already wanted to send us back. You know, they had the man waiting outside. And somebody left the ship without anybody taking. Same guy, they used to call it. They used to take the girls away. They had a, you know what I mean? For those bad things. Same guy. That was for my time.
All right, so.
So then they came, so you could imagine.
How relieved you were.
So then they came to New York.
But they
provided for us already. They rented a room for the two of us. $5 a month in Jewish people. That's what they liked. You know, they couldn't speak English.
Like
you could
York.
Imagine, yes, how you feel when you come in. You're deaf and dumb. You know, even though you're educated.
I know.
It's and without money. And you have to figure that you'd like to make money to send your mother.
What did you bring with you? Do you remember what papers and objects that you brought with you on the trip?
What kind of papers?
Well, you must have brought birth certificate.
Oh, well, they take it. You have to have a passport. They wouldn't let you in without.
Did you bring anything from the home or any objects, any special things of
what
yours?
What could I take there?
Nothing. Well, your mother was still there. Did you change your maiden name at all? Did any relatives change your maiden name?
Well, one brother changed his name, he was in the army, so old business, the younger one, and I raised him in Tolstoy, and her mother come later in years, we took all over here with the children.
Well, I'll ask you about that very soon. But your maiden name, whatever it was.
Goretzka, I didn't have to, I had a boyfriend already that was in Europe, and then he came, it's Tolstoy.
All right, but your maiden name, all I wanted to know was,
Goretzka.
Your brothers didn't change it.
One of the brothers changed her name to Gorm. He calls him, so he called
from Goretzky
himself. So what has it got to do with this?
I guess they want to know whether people sort of more Americanized themselves, you know, whether they
that
kept...
That time when they came from Europe, like, how could they be Americanized?
Well, that was one way in which they might have tried, by getting rid of the European name.
No, it makes no difference.
You know, it
that's
happens.
All right. If that's the way it goes, it's all right with me.
Okay. What first impressed you about America? I mean, your immediate impression. You looked, what
they're
did
all
you think?
Impression, even to be blind and deaf and everything else. I thought it was the most wonderful thing in the world. It was peaceful. It was quiet. You think it was like that? We wound up by the workout at night. We used to go 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. The people used to sit in the parks. I used to admire that.
Wish they could do that now.
Now they don't.
Now they can.
So I have my family in New York. I haven't got just my own that I have. Now it suddenly gets a little bit dark. They wouldn't sit. I have one sister that lives across the park.
In New York?
In New York. Listen, I just wrote a letter yesterday. And they live in a park. And all of a sudden now, when it gets just a little bit, nobody's there.
What first impressed you about Pittsburgh? Can you tell me? You told me about you thought about New York, and you were there for about 2 years, right?
Yeah.
What did you think about Pittsburgh when you first saw it?
I thought it was the most terrible place.
By comparison?
By comparison. I come from New York. And all the towns around, big places, family lived on.
When
I come to Pittsburgh, I want to tell you something. I come to Braddock.
I see.
And there's mills there. And not only are they used to tell me,